Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And speaking of here, let me talk to my guest who is here. That's Jamie Church, who's here from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got to get our plants in, don't we?
We do.
Right?
You're reminding me I need to do that.
Exactly. But anyway, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You had a busy weekend.
I did. It was great. So chili in October, the big New Mexico, Colorado chili challenge.
Yes.
Was a huge success. And so I'm in a bit of a recovery mode right now.
Right.
But it was great. It was
good.
Good event.
Lots of people.
Lots of people.
Of cooks.
Yes.
Lots of boasting. Lots of bragging rights now.
We had some delicious chili. I think we ended up with 19 cooks. We originally thought we were going to have 21, but as I sort of expected, a couple of them had to drop out. Things happen, and it's a big commitment to get all your gear there and everything. So we had a couple that were not able to. So we had 19 cooks, which I believe is probably the most we've ever had. I think that's a record, and a huge turnout. This year, we partnered with Distill for the beer garden, and that was great because he has his following as well with Distill, and so we had that beer garden right there, the band, the Family Affair band. So with the live music, all the cooks, the booths were decorated, so it was so much fun. Really great and event.
Perfect weather.
I couldn't have asked for a better day. Perfect temperature, no wind. I mean, it was just great. Perfect day. Blue sky. It was great.
So you've announced the winners, and we get to share that this morning because the news is fairly new, right? And so congratulations go out to all of the winners. And
our list is there.
First place winner would be
Deb Cutler,
right?
Red. So this year, again, we added in another category. So we had red chili, green chili, homestyle chili, pozole, and salsa.
Right.
So we had five different categories that we had judging in, and then we also had People's Choice. So, there's our reds.
Deb Cutler took first place in the red category, and for green.
Yes. And then Don Waldron in the green.
Okay.
And then our Ignacio cook, our one Colorado cook, Carlos Lerma. What a great sport, because he had to get, I don't even know what time he had to get up to get there and set up by 6:30 in the morning. A great guy, such a nice guy, and he had a really good time. I think people were very welcoming and friendly, and of course, why wouldn't we be? Of course we would be.
Of course.
But he was great.
That's wonderful. Now, even though he's from Colorado, he was using Mexico.
He was using Colorado chili.
He was?
You had to use Colorado chili if you cooked for Colorado.
Okay.
Because that was the whole point.
Well,
is their chili better than ours? But no, he used Colorado.
Okay. So they're second
Colorado
place.
Chili. Yeah, second place.
There you go.
Yes.
Very good. Then there's the homestyle category.
Right, homestyle, which really is like your typical sort of like with the beans and the, maybe you put rice or corn in that. So that's kind of that category.
Right.
So Ram Studios.
First place.
And then Consuela in third, Tom in second. And she's from Dulce. And she came in late. 2 days before this, she called and said, I'd like to enter. And we said, great.
Hey.
And so
she
was there. It was great to meet her.
Good for her. Very good.
And then back with Deb Cutler and Pozole.
Pozole.
She's a good cook.
She was cooking up a storm there in different categories.
She was.
Holy smokes.
And then Raul and then Affordable Blinds.
Janine and Shane,
third place in the Pozole.
Okay. And Rural Archuleta, second place.
Yes, second place.
For our radio listeners who can't see the screen, we need to explain that to them. And then you had the salsa contest.
The Civitan Helpful Heroes. They not only competed in salsa, they actually came and helped me. They volunteered and helped me with the task of sticking a ticket in 5,000 tasting cups. Every tasting cup has to have a ticket.
Of course.
So they came by the chamber and helped me get that task done. So shout out to them. They're not only helpful, they are good cooks as well.
Evidently.
Second place again, Consuela Martinez from Dulce. And then our third place, Salsa with Ram Studios again.
They were on it.
So you can cook in one category, you can cook in all the categories.
Okay. Remember this for next year, everybody.
Yes, remember. Start getting your recipes ready.
That's right.
So then People's Choice. Again, with the Salsa, the Junior Civitan Helpful Heroes. Red chili was D.H. Lace Combs, and green was Carlos Lerma from, again, Ignacio. Home Style was Magic Roofing, and then Pasole Don Waldron. So, okay. And then our Best Booth Award went to Ram Studios.
They had. You can kind of see why, everyone who's watching us this morning and the photo that's
booths,
there.
Everybody went above on the booths this year. And then our main sponsor, I know you don't have a photo of them, but we got the team from Waste Management and gave up some recognition to them, because this event would not happen if we didn't have sponsors, because we give out quite a bit of money, prize money.
Right.
That's what the motivation is to cook.
Of course. So to get up at 6 in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
We can't do that without our sponsors. So Waste Management was our main sponsor, helping us with our trash talking of Colorado. Citizens Trust and Investment, they were our music sponsor. That's why we had the band. We also had some great sponsors with Infinity Medical and Summit Family Dental and Home 2 Suites and so just our sponsors, they're the reason these things happen.
Sure.
So we cannot forget to thank them.
No, of course.
Exactly.
Always great to see them come forward and help out these great events.
Right. And I'm going to be posting more about all of our sponsors as throughout the week with more photos. But again, can't thank them enough, because otherwise nothing would be going on.
That's true. That's very true.
Just kidding.
Bye. And this was your first year.
It was my first year.
Doing the Chili in October. And so I know you have a committee, too, that helps.
We do. We have a promotions and special events committee. And I've been on that committee for a number of years. But it's different when you're just on the committee and you have, like, one job. And then when you're running the thing and you have every job. And we got there probably about 5:45 that morning, and just didn't stop until about 4:30 that afternoon. So it was great, though. Everybody had a good time. I've heard lots of good feedback. I will be reaching out to my cooks, judges, volunteers, just to say, okay, feedback for next year. What can we do to make it better? What worked, what didn't? So we can make the event even better next year.
There you go. That's right. And this is, again, a major fundraiser for the Chamber of Commerce.
And
this is what allows you to do everything else that you do the rest of the year,
pretty much. And we do a couple of those, the Music by the Pond event and then the Chili in October. Other things we do tie in a little bit more with our business community, like the Women's Summit that we'll be talking about this morning, our Lunch and Learns, things like that. They're not necessarily fundraisers. But this year with the Chili in October, it wasn't just about the Chamber. It was really about our community. It was about Farmington. It's about New Mexico. What makes us unique? And Chili is right up there. And Mayor Duckett was there, and he said some really nice things on Facebook just about how many people were there and what a fun community event this is for us to share what we've got, and our great cooks and our beautiful locations and things.
Sure.
So, yeah,
well,
it's more than
It doesn't hurt to stick it to Colorado a little bit, too.
Right, exactly.
Which is what you're doing.
I hope we get
in a fun
to get more
way.
Colorado cooks next year.
That's
so
right.
We'll just try to build on it, and maybe we'll now I can say I want to build it to be the biggest chili cook-off in the state.
Right.
Maybe that'll
why
be my
not?
Next thing.
Well, you know, you've got a big park down there, so why not?
Yeah.
Right?
We will be the biggest
there
chili
you go.
Cook-off in
you could put
four
Colorado
corners.
On one side of the river and New Mexico on the other side of the river.
That's a good idea.
And there you go.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Okay. There you go. But congratulations
to you
and to all the winners and all the cooks, actually, who took part in the great event. Because
yes, and our judges. My goodness, they were in there judging all day. So we
Who were your judges?
We had seven judges. Carmen Martinez was our head judge from up here at the Small Business Development Center.
Right.
Jana Zink from Citizens Bank, Dan Mendenhall, who is a board member, and he's with Comcast Spotlight, Jeff Bourgeois, who, of course, is the CEO of San Juan Regional Medical Center, Bonnie Hopkins from the Extension Service.
Cooperative Extension Office,
yes,
right.
Extension Office. Monica Schultz, who owns the Chili Pod.
Okay.
She actually won this competition 3 years in a row
with
her red
cook,
chili.
Obviously.
She can cook. So she was one of our judges this year.
Right.
And I know I'm forgetting somebody, so I'm going to I may have to pop another name in.
Sorry.
Do the counting. That's okay.
Put you on the spot.
So Monica, Bonnie, Jeff, Dan, Jana. How many is that?
Carmen. Six.
Carmen. And I'm missing somebody.
There's one more.
Yeah, I know. It's going to pop into my head in a minute.
Judge.
Oh, Martin Cadell with The Cave. How could I forget him? He was the first one I went down and did a video with him.
There
Martin Cadell from The Cave, Men's Grooming. So those were our judges.
And nice to see Martin involved in the community.
Yeah,
that's great.
I think so. They were in there sequestered, secret, tasting everybody's Right. Chili and Homestyle. So, yeah, they did a great job. Okay. Yep, so, they were my judges. So,
now, Martin brings some Texas taste buds into the competition.
Exactly. It was fun. I think they had a good time.
So, there you go. Good. Well, very good. You mentioned the Women's Summit, Professional Women's Summit, that's coming up on November the 7th. So, we want to talk a little bit about that because that is another chamber event that you're doing.
It is. And this is a first year for this. Very excited about this. So, this is Thursday, November 7th, and we're having it at Artifacts. We're kind of taking over the entire Artifacts area there. And we have a great group of presentations. So the power of effective mentorship, what does it mean to be a good mentor, and what does it mean to be a good mentee, and why are mentorships even important, or what do they give? What's the value?
Right.
A healthy work-life balance. That is going to be a really great presentation done by Tiffany Ray, who was the fashion designer for the film Four Corners. She's the one who had the runway show. So she's got a great presentation on, you know, how do you balance your work life effectively, and also, you know, your mental health, your physical health, your professional life. How do you keep all of those healthy and in balance? She's also going to talk about personal branding. You know, how do you market yourself? How do you take whatever your brand is and then effectively get that out there? And then imposter syndrome. And we have, what is it? And so we want you to attend the seminar, or the summit, to find out what is imposter syndrome. And then we have a great group of panelists who will be presenting in the afternoon. Our keynote is a professional comedian from Denver named Stephanie McHugh, who I have known since junior high. We've been good friends since junior high. And now she not only is a professional comedian, she does motivational speaking and talking about the power of humor in the workplace, how humor can diffuse stressful situations. So she's our keynote, so I'm really excited to have her. And we'll have a breakfast that'll be done by Tara from the bake shop down there at Artifacts.
Right.
And then lunch will be catered by the Chili Pod. So women-owned businesses, really great topics. This is open to anybody. We are calling it a professional women's summit, but anybody who'd like to attend, of course, is welcome. And the best thing is it's only $35 for the entire day.
There you go.
Because, again, we have sponsors who are helping us with this. Pele Spa, Triple J Ranch and Event Center, which is out towards Kirtland, beautiful venue, and then also North Allen, which you are familiar with.
I am familiar with the North Allen
venue.
So
again, these things can't happen unless we have our sponsors, so thank you to them.
Right. And it looks, according to the poster, there's going to be a cocktail hour at North Allen venue after the event.
So following our panel, which will probably wrap up about 3:30, 3:45. In fact, Dr. Pendergrass will be one of our panelists from here at San Juan College. So following that, we go just up the block from Artifacts over to North Allen.
You can make that walk.
I've done it several times. Light hors d'oeuvres, cocktail reception. And so really excited about this. And hope, you know, we've already had quite a lot of interest, people registering. But now that Chili in October is over, I'll really start pushing this. So
there you go.
Finish one thing, get right into the next.
That's how you do it.
That's
how
I do it.
It's the Professional Women's Summit, again, coming up next, Thursday, but
in
a couple weeks. Thursday, November 7th, but now is the time to get registered and get signed up.
Because we do have limited space at Artifacts. I think we're thinking 50 is our absolute max in that space for eating and having all the things we're going to be doing. So we're going to be limiting it to 50 this first year.
Okay, very good. And then, of course, it wouldn't be a show with Jamie Church if we didn't talk about coffee.
Tomorrow, focus on Farmington Coffee.
Right.
And this will be 8 a.m. at the San Juan Country Club. So they have a really beautiful deck that overlooks, obviously, the golf course. And so we'll be there. So wear a jacket, obviously,
a little chilly,
it is going to be beautiful. And I love our really early morning coffees that are outside because I think it's just the perfect time of day. So really excited to have them host. Anybody is welcome to these. You do not have to be a chamber member. You do not have to be a member of the country club. You just have to be a community member who would like to just have a great coffee hour connection time, part of find out what's going on in the community.
Well, and the idea was if you're new to the community, come and meet a bunch of people. Or if you're maybe a visitor thinking of moving to the community, certainly you're welcome to come. It's really open to anyone. It's a free event.
It is free.
And if you've always wanted to check out the country club, here's a great opportunity to just show up and,
Well, then the Country Club offers a lot as far as banquet options, yes, and of course the golf course and things like that. But it's just nice to move these around to have to the different locations. I can tell you, November we're back up here at San Juan College, so yay, more to come on that.
Okay.
But tomorrow at the Country Club, and again, we just are highlighting everything that makes our community a great place to live. And the Country Club is one of those places. We of course have a lot. You know, we have the Pinyon Hills Golf Course too, the public uh-huh course, but the Country Club has a beautiful course as well, and they've got a lot of events they're doing throughout the year. So we just want to highlight that. But that'll be tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Okay.
And again, it is free.
There
but
you
wear
go
a jacket.
And wear a jacket. That's true.
Because
exactly
it could be chilly.
I mean, there'll be hot coffee, but you might yes want to also have a jacket
yes
because.
Yes, I'm anticipating. I don't know. We may have to go back to your little forecast. But
yeah,
I think it should be a beautiful day. So
it's going to be probably chilly, but
yeah,
you know,
chilly,
that's okay.
Sunny. So anyway, fall.
It's sunny, but
we're
it'll be sunny. It's Chamber of Commerce weather, but
yes
right now it's 47 degrees, so that's probably about how warm it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's perfect. So we hope to see you at that.
There you go. That's true, everyone. But that is upcoming, and then of course there's all kinds of other events that are coming up. We'll put a plug out maybe for the Christmas parade.
Yes, the
which
Christmas
is going to be
is
here before we know it.
Yes, so the Christmas parade. I'm really happy this year. Our group, the Four Corners Professionals, which is one of our chamber groups, they are taking on the parade. So the theme is a Nutcracker Christmas. So if you're thinking about your float, we've already had people reaching out to us for the registration forms for the parade.
Okay.
So the date will be Thursday, December 5th.
It's that Thursday after
I
Thanksgiving,
think
everyone.
That is
so
correct.
It'll be the first Thursday of the
yes
of December,
so
which
sure
is the
that's
5th.
The 5th. Very
mm-hmm
good.
That's true.
Very good, Jamie.
Yep.
So Nutcracker Christmas. Again,
okay,
it's an evening parade, a light parade. And we have our sponsor this year, Wells Fargo, will be sponsoring. So thank you, Wells Fargo. Again, cannot do these things without our sponsors. So
right
thank you to them. And you can get your registration form by calling the chamber. We can email it to you. So we think we've already sent out 3 or 4 registration forms on
okay
that. So that will be coming up. As you mentioned earlier before we got on air, the business after hours, that will be Wednesday, the 23rd of October, and more to come on that on the chambers in our e-newsletters and on our Facebook page. We're just waiting to get some final information from
okay
them. And then we will start posting about the October business after hours.
Check it out, everybody. If yes you're not already following the chamber on Facebook,
please
I don't
do
know why you're not.
So. I don't know why. We
yeah
put everything there. Everything goes on
that's
there.
That's true.
So, and then we have our e-newsletters as well. And we're excited. We've got a couple new of our Chairman's Circle members, which that's our highest level of chamber membership. So
right
we've had 2 new ones that have come on in the last week. And so PESCO is one of them, Process Equipment
and service company.
Company. Thank
I think
you.
So.
PESCO.
Yep.
So they're one of our new Chairman Circle members. And then also Sky Ute Casino and Resort in Ignacio has come on as one of our new Chairman Circle members. So that's exciting to know that we're kind of reaching out regionally and that we have members that are wanting to get more involved. I think it means we're doing something right. I don't know if it's just we're getting more information out there or we're with our retirement committee, with our legislative committee, with things like the Women's Summit. We're keeping that interest in joining the chamber high and also trying to give as much value back as we can to our members. So we welcome them on board as well.
Very true.
Yes.
Well, that's great. And I know there's a lot of work being done on the retirement front for
yes
maybe to attract retirees
yes
to the community,
yes
to offer more amenities for retirees.
Mm-hmm.
That's another segment of the population that I think
right
the city sees as good maybe for the economic base of the community and things
right
along that line. So
more, it's an economic diversity issue. Diversity might not mm-hmm be development. That's the word
right
I'm looking for. Economic development. So we are having a coffee on October 29th at the chamber where we'll be really sharing what the retirement committee has been doing. So there will be, again, more information about that. But if you're interested in finding out, it will be a morning coffee, probably about 8 a.m. And if you'd like to know more about what the retirement committee has been doing, what our initiatives are, we welcome you to attend that coffee. So there will be more information coming out about that as well.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Well, a busy month. I thought
busy
you were all done with all this stuff with Chili in October, but you're not. You just
no
keep going.
No. We just roll over into the next thing. You
that's
know, we just
what
keep
you're doing,
going.
And that's what's happening. So,
yeah.
Very good. The next thing is tomorrow.
Yes, focus on Farmington Coffee. Show up at 8 a.m. It's free coffee, beautiful morning, and, you know, thank you to the Country Club for having us there.
That's very true. And if you do show up, you'll miss this show, but it's okay because you can watch it later.
You can watch
it later. On
Facebook
or YouTube.
Right.
I will forgive you, everyone, if you're not listening live tomorrow morning at 8. How's that?
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. You should just broadcast live from there sometime.
We should.
You should just, I don't know how we would do that, but
yeah,
it would be great.
That's both
it
of us.
It would be fun.
We'll figure it out.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Jamie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Always great to visit with you.
Thanks.
Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, my guest here on KSJE. And I'll be back with more in just a moment, everyone. The time right now is 8:30. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.